so many people talk about the dinosaurs as being these exotic creatures who dwelled 65 million years ago. And then, you know, through whatever means, whether it was catastrophe, they have been gone for millions and millions of years. But do you believe that's the case, or do you think they actually coexisted with man at some point?
What's very interesting about looking at the dinosaurs is there is quite a bit of evidence that dinosaurs and humans coexisted. And one of the biggest ones is found in artwork around the world. There is artwork of supposed dragons that when you put dinosaur bones together and you come up with a model of what that dinosaur might have looked like, it looks suspiciously like a lot of the artwork found around the world.
Okay.
In France, in parts of Asia, all over the place, there is some tremendous artwork that looks like dinosaurs. Now, the question is how would they know what they look like? Did somebody see one? And that would be my first inclination to say, yeah, they must have seen one. And one of the things that's very interesting that we've done with the soft tissue that Mary Schweitzer found, we found some soft tissue of our own in a hadrosaur, which is a duck-billed dinosaur. And we decided to just test some of our hypotheses through what many evolutionists would use, and that's carbon dating. Now, carbon dating is only good for 100,000 years. You can't date anything further than that because there wouldn't be any carbon-14 left to date. So really, in the evolutionary world, they really have not dated this soft tissue because it wouldn't matter because it doesn't fit the timeline.
Sure.
So we thought, well, let's have it dated. So we sent it off to several labs, had it carbon dated, and it comes out to thousands of years, not millions of years. So according to carbon dating, that dinosaur lived in the same time frame as humans.